Why do bad things happen to good people? And for that matter, why do bad things happen to bad people? Maybe the question we should ask is, why do good things happen to bad people? Why do good things happen to good people? Well, because they're good. But is that really the case? I mean, whether it's bad or whether it's good, and whether you're bad or you're good, why does it happen? Maybe that's the question we should be asking. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're doing well. Hey, thank you. I believe it's Elias. I don't think it's Alias, but thanks for the email, Elias. And if I'm saying your name wrong, well, then email me again and tell me how to say it. Always interested in what you're thinking, what you're saying, what you're doing. Even if I don't like what you have to say, I will listen and I will respond. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, need a website? Check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. And need supplements? And who doesn't? I'm a big supplement taker. Check out WellBuiltSupplements.com. Use the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off. Now, let's jump into today, shall we? You know, you look at the news and it seems like bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people. Heck, most of social media seems like all the slutty, loose, wild, crazy, wicked people, all they get are good things. They get all the good things. It seems like the good people, they just kind of struggle and wrestle. And I know you've felt that way. I have at times. So why do bad things happen to good people? You know, if you've read the book of Job, you probably have a gist of what it's all about, maybe what's going on. Maybe, but if you don't, it was this. Job was a good dude. He loved God. He served him faithfully. He had a good family. He was a good father, a good husband. And then out of nowhere, seemingly nowhere, he gets slammed. I mean, his finances dry up. His family's gone. His health is gone. And finally, his wife comes up to him and says, "Look, I've had it. Curse God and die." And then she's gone. How many bad things do you have going on in your life? Man, probably not as many as Job. I mean, Job had everything go downhill. Look, I've had a couple things in my life go downhill. I've had my health go downhill. I've had my finances go downhill. And even at the same time, but there were still plenty of good things, but not Job. Everything went down the tube. And what does Job do? Well, he blames God. Not so much of a blames him in an accusative tone, like, "It's all your fault," but rather a tone of, "Oh, well, this is what God has chosen, so be it. I mean, this is what he has for me, I guess that's just what's going to happen. Everything comes from God." Hold the phone, Skippy. The book of Job is written 155 years before Moses. Job had no notion or understanding of Satan. He had no understanding of demons or spiritual warfare. So when we read Job 2:7 that says, "Satan left God's presence and struck Job with disease and pain from head to foot," it's understandable that Job blames God, right? I mean, who does the non-Christian blame when bad things happen? I don't know. Maybe they blame God. Maybe they blame some superpower. Maybe they blame Kismet or, you know, you reap what you sow. I don't know who they blame, but it's easy to blame God, that's for sure, especially if you don't know him. But if you do know him and you blame God, well, I don't know. I mean, what is your excuse? Look, you know the verse that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? You've heard that verse. So why are you blaming God? And remember the verse, "Jesus comes to give life and life abundantly"? Bad things happen to everyone, and not just sinners, not just saints. I mean, Matthew 5:45 says, "So that you may show yourselves to be the children of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on those who are evil and on those who are good, and makes the rain fall on those who are righteous and on those who are unrighteous." Look, bad things happen, good things happen, and they happen to everybody. So if you blame God for the bad things, maybe you ought to take a step back. Maybe you understand that God only gives good things. I hate when people say, "Well, I've got cancer, but I know God's going to teach me something through it, and ultimately, it will be for his good." Well, okay, I get that, but don't think for a second that God gave you cancer. Don't think that God chose for you to be distraught and broke and without finances. Sure, he can teach you that, but that's limiting God. God is a God of life, a God of goodness, a God of righteousness, a God of all things that are beneficial. And yes, we put ourselves in some bad spots, but he doesn't need us to help him teach us. He's a good God, an abundant God. He gives life. And bad things happen because, well, sometimes we're just stupid people. We do dumb things, make unwise choices, quick decisions. Sometimes we just simply make sinful choices due to our lusts, greed, impatience, pride. And so, do we blame God for those things? What am I getting at? Simply this. Whatever is good, it's from God. Whatever is bad, it's from Satan or yourself. So if you deal with Satan and your bad choices, everything after that should be good. Okay, I can't just cut Satan out of the picture. I get that. But I can keep him from having his way in my life. What is the saying Martin Luther said? You cannot keep birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. You can't keep the devil from suggesting thoughts or trying to be active in your life, but you can choose not to dwell or act on them. Do you have a weakness that Satan can attack? I'm sure you do. I do. Then deal with that. And at all times, give thanks to God for all the good things in life. It is a great way to keep focus and build worship into your life. And where you worship, that's where God is. Look, there's going to be bad days. There's going to be good days. Shoot, in my life, there have been bad years and good years. Right now, I'm in a good year. And I thank God. Who knows what next year might bring? It might be a bad year. But I'm still going to thank God for the good things. And trust me, I'm not going to blame him for the bad things. Crystal clear. God brings the good. Satan brings the bad. If anything in between that's fuzzy, it's probably on me and I own it. But I'm going to worship God through everything because that is what draws his presence into my life. He's good. Focus on that. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.